Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is The Thing, and during an expedition in Antarctica, a team finds something, and unfortunately they wake it up and it wants everybody dead. Even worse, they don't know how to fight it because it can take on the appearance of anybody and they don't know who's who or what is what.
48 hours ago, we found something quite remarkable.
What'd they find?
There's a structure.
In Antarctica.
And a specimen.
Really?
My God.
Somebody was attacked.
But it seems everyone is fine.
I think this thing copies its prey and then hides inside it.
Now, if you aren't sure you can make a remake better than a movie that was previously made, make a prequel instead. So yes, this is the prequel to John Carpenter's movie from the 1980s, and because it's a prequel, they clearly had not yet learned some serious lessons that would have come in handy, like let sleeping dogs lie, seek and you shall find, be careful what you ask for, but most certainly the most important one they could have used is run. But since they didn't run, it does make for some creepy, scary, and gory scenes, all compliments of modern technology and computer-generated effects. So if you're up for finding out what happened before we know what happened later, this one might be for you. And do stick around for the credits, where you get to see how this leads into the John Carpenter classic. Now into a movie which is a remake of a movie previously made, it's Footloose. Now Ren, he moves to a small southern town where loud music and dancing, they've been outlawed. He meets Julianne Hough, the preacher's rebel daughter, and she inspires him to try to change the town and the laws before the prom rolls around.
3 years ago,
5 seniors died in a car crash coming home from a dance, and that's when the whole town went crazy.
You want to go out and get some cheap thrills? You do it outside of Beaumont.
Thinking I could do something. Maybe have a shot at making a change. There was once a time for that law, but not anymore. This is our time.
Of course, this is the remake of the Kevin Bacon classic from 1984, and that movie worked for a couple of reasons. First, the idea was way cool and ahead of its time, and second, got a genuine actor to somehow really bust a move. Well, in this remake, they didn't exactly follow that same model. This time around, the idea is tired and old and way past its prime, and they had lots of move busters, but unfortunately not much in the way of actors. So instead of me fighting the urge to jump out of my seat and dance like crazy, I had to fight the urge of slipping into a coma from sheer boredom, so yes, there are a couple of fun scenes in this where the awkward friend learns to dance, but the rest is just dull. Good news though, Julianne looks great, which might be enough for someone to go see this movie, just not for me. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Footloose is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.